You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire brings you Hollywood Star Time. Today we present Zane Grey's famous Western classic, Riders of the Purple Sage, starring George Montgomery and Lynn Barry. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you direct from Hollywood radio versions of the finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, Hollywood Star Time presents the radio production of the thrilling 20th Century Fox Western classic, Riders of the Purple Sage. 20th Century Fox soon will release their Technicolor production, Three Little Girls in Blue, starring George Montgomery, June Haver, Vivian Blaine, and Vera Ellen, and Frank Lattimore. Now, in just a few moments, Riders of the Purple Sage. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, Frigidaire presents the Riders of the Purple Sage, starring George Montgomery and Lynn Barry, and featuring another exciting musical score conceived and conducted by Alfred Newman.
Horsemen with the hard faces of killers had galloped into the sunlit courtyard of the Jane Witherstein Ranch. They had surrounded young Venters, the foreman, had tied him to a tree, and someone had handed the leader of the horsemen a vicious-looking whip. Even Jane Witherstein had no effect upon the horsemen or upon Adam Dyer, the man with the whip.
Adam Dyer, you're not going to whip my foreman.
Venters is a cattle rustler, Miss Jane.
You know it. Now let him go.
Sorry, Miss Jane. Give me a swing at her own, boys. Venter's gonna get it.
No, he's innocent, I tell you.
The crack of a .45 came from somewhere behind the group, and the head of Adam Dyer's whip dropped to the ground, bitten off cleanly by the bullet.
That'll be all, boys. That'll be all.
Who do you think you are? Cut that man loose. You're interfering with justice, stranger.
You don't find justice at the end of a whip. Now cut him loose.
Cut him loose, boys.
All right.
Ah, that's better.
My name's Adam Dyer. Who are you?
Jim Lassiter. I'd be mighty pleased if you and your friends would clear out of here. Now get going.
It's got the drop on us, man. Come on.
All right.
Hoodlums. Well, are you all right, Venter?
Yes, Miss Jane. Another minute and I'd have been peeled like a potato. Thanks a lot, Lassiter.
I'll have my stableman, Judkins, take care of your horse. Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes, Venters. You may join us if you wish, Mr. Lassiter.
That's a cordial invitation, I don't think.
Don't mind Miss Jane Lassiter. She hates gunplay, even when it's for her own good.
But why?
Well, one reason, a little 5-year-old girl named Faye Royce, Miss Jane adopted 3 years ago. You'll see her at dinner.
I'm not staying for dinner.
Might as well. My friends might be back, so I think I'll camp out at the Forks tonight. You can eat my dinner. Oh, go ahead. Miss Jane's all right?
Well, all right. I'll join you at the Forks later.
All right. Thanks again.
That's all right. Thanks for your dinner.
more coffee, Mr. Lassiter?
I'd like some more coffee, please.
I was speaking to Mr. Lassiter, Fay, dear.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd appreciate more coffee.
Me too, if you don't mind, Miss Jane.
There's more than enough, Judkins. Your cup, Mr. Lassiter?
Well, if Lassiter can have coffee, why can't I? I'm a growing girl.
Fay, I've told you twice, it's Mr. Lassiter.
Leastwise, that's what Adam Dyer and his hoodlum vigilantes are going to call him after that bit of shooting you showed him, Lassiter. Yes, sir.
Well, that'll be all, Judkins.
I ain't seen such shooting since the time I shot the fangs out of my pet rattlesnake named Louise. And I remember
Judkins,
one day...
will you take Fay for a evening walk, please?
I want to stay and hear Lassiter spin yarns and things.
No, darling, you go with Judkins.
Oh, all right. Come on, youngin. Oh, Fay, did I ever tell you about Martha, my pet rattlesnake?
50 times. But you always called her Edna.
Sure enough. Oh, that's right.
Good night, Lassiter.
Good night, Fay. Very nice little girl.
Yes.
I haven't had a meal like this since I left home.
Where is your home, Mr. Lassiter?
Montana.
What brings you to Arizona?
Miss Witherstein, did you ever hear of a woman named Millie Larkin?
Millie Larkin? Why, yes. She died right here in Cottonwood 14 years ago. She's buried near this ranch.
Millie Larkin was my sister.
I'm sorry.
She left her husband 15 years ago and took her little girl with her.
Well, I know there was a little girl named, let me see, Beth.
That's right. Know anything about her?
Only that she disappeared shortly after Millie's death.
There was another man mixed up in it. You happen to know his name?
Even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
No? Why not?
Because you'd kill him.
How do you know I'd kill him?
Because you're a gunman. You're lightning on the draw and a dead shot and you're proud of it.
A sixth gun is the law in these parts, ma'am.
Yes, and you take the law into your own hands, like that crowd of men today. Oh, I loathe men of your kind. The killers. Men who can draw a .45 and murder a man faster than a person can think. My father was shot by one of your kind. My father. Just another notch in some cheap lout sixth gun.
Well, I'm very sorry, ma'am. I'll be moving along, I guess. I promised Venters I'd meet him at the Forks tonight.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes, ma'am?
Suppose you ever do find the man you're looking for. What will you do?
Well, like you said, ma'am, I'll kill him. Evening, Miss Witherstein.
Yeah, Lester?
Why were those men after you today?
They claim I'm a cattle rustler.
Are you?
I couldn't be working for Miss Jane if I was. No. But Judge Dyer, that's Adam Dyer's uncle. Judge Dyer wants Miss Jane's ranch a worse way. The Dyers, they run Cottonwood pretty much the way they like. He figures to get the men out of here and then walk in and grab the ranch.
Judge Dyer might run into some trouble on that.
I don't know about that.
Why don't you know?
The judge is a middle-aged man. But he got to be middle-aged because no one in these parts can shoot faster or straighter than he can. It's fear of him and his six-shooters that keeps Cottonwood from doing something about his vigilantes, his private police force, his night riders.
Benners, stop playing that box a minute. Horseman, lay low.
I bet they've been up to mischief tonight. Yep, just like I figured. That big fella leading them was Steve Oldry. He does a lot of Judge Dyer's dirty work.
Who was the masked rider riding beside him?
No. No one knows outside Oldry, I reckon. Wonder what devilment they've been up to tonight.
Listen. Listen to that rumbling.
Huh?
And the ground is shaking.
That sounds like one awful big herd of cattle in an awful big hurry.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's a stampede.
It looks like Miss Jane's big red herd. It is. They're stampeding toward the cliffs. They'll be wiped out. More of Judge Dyer's dirty work.
If I can hold on and steer, the others might stop.
You'll get killed.
Come on, Whitey boy. We're riding tonight.
Lassiter, don't be a fool. You haven't got a chance. Lassiter! Lassiter!
Venters told me how you stopped the stampede of my herd. How can I ever thank you, Mr. Lassiter?
Well, you could lend me a horse. That lead steer gored mine pretty bad. I had to destroy him.
Oh, I couldn't possibly lend you one of these fine Arabian horses of mine.
Oh, well,
But I'd like to give you one if you'd let me.
Why?
Thunder's our best horse. Won't you take him, please?
Why, sure, ma'am. If you want me to have him, it'll come in mighty handy finding the men who started that stampede.
Quiet, Thunder. Here come two riders down the arroyo now. One of them's a mask rider.
Yeah, looking around, trying to find out why the stampede failed. Remember, no gunplay unless they start something.
They will. Now.
All right, you men, rein up there.
Keep your hands up where we can see them. We don't aim to have
it. Let them have it, Benders. They fired.
My man's down. The mask rider's down.
Mister, they're both down. Let's go look at them.
Lassiter, look. The masked man. He's a girl.
A girl?
Oh, did you ever see such pretty yellow hair?
Yeah, she's still breathing.
Well, luck would have it. I didn't shoot so straight this time.
Why, she looks like someone I used to know real well. Hey, we've got to get her out of here.
I got to hide out where they'll never find us. Even a mountain goat thinks twice before climbing Surprise Mountain.
Well, let's go there. I'll carry the girl. How did you ever find this roost up here? You must be part eagle.
Yeah. You can put the girl down on this blanket now.
Yeah, there. I'll be back at sundown.
Where are you going?
To get medical supplies for the girl. And take good care of her, boy. Take good care of her.
I'm hit, boy. Take me home, Thunder. Take me home, boy. It's Miss James.
Didn't you? You shot him and then you followed him here.
Now the way, Miss Jane.
Adam, you wouldn't. Put away your gun.
Get out of the way, I said.
No, I won't let you murder him. Now will you drop your gun, Adam?
Just put Lassiter's gun right back in his holster. It's empty. He threw all his lead at me.
I know better than that.
45's got an awful kick.
Don't take another step, Adam. I warn you, I'll shoot.
Oh, no, you won't.
You little...
Now get out. The next shot won't hit your hand.
I'm not done with him yet. You wait up.
Jim. Jim, he wanted to kill you. He wanted to kill you, Jim. Darling.
In just a few minutes, Frigidaire will bring you the second act of Riders of the Purple Sage, starring George Montgomery and Lynn Berry. When Frigidaire engineers set out to design a completely new electric range, they first asked 7,550 women what they wanted in an electric range. From these practical, experienced homemakers, they got the answers. That's why the Frigidaire electric range has an extra large oven, an oven so fast it reaches baking heat in 5.5 minutes. So even heating, that biscuits baked in one corner come out as perfectly as those baked in the center. That's why the Frigidaire electric range is so fully automatic, from its lighted time and temperature signals to the Cookmaster clock control you set to start a meal cooking and stop it automatically. That's why Frigidaire engineers designed the Frigidaire Thermizer cooker to cook an entire meal for less than 2 cents in an average home. And that's why they engineered Frigidaire's famous radium tube units to provide a complete selection of accurate cooking speeds, to start heating the instant you turn the switch, to stand up under years of service. Radium tube units, so resistant to liquids that the same type of unit is used inside Frigidaire electric water heaters. Remember the care Frigidaire engineers took to find out what you wanted in your electric range. Remember their skill in bringing you these advantages. And when you buy, remember, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Hollywood Star Time continues now with a radio production of the 20th Century Fox picturization of Zane Grey's noted Western story, Riders of the Purple Sage, starring George Montgomery and Lynn Barry. Lynn Barry soon will be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, Home Sweet Homicide, with Peggy Ann Garner and Randolph Scott. Now Act Two of Riders of the Purple Sage.
After being shot from ambush by Adam Dyer, Jim Lasseter spent a week in delirium, being nursed back to health by Jane. Now Lasseter feels fit to continue on his grim mission, that of finding the man who 15 years ago ran off with his sister, caused her death, and then caused her little daughter to vanish from sight. Jim is saddling his horse at the ranch, while Jane and her adopted girl, Faye, witness his preparations to leave.
I bet I could ride Thunder. I bet I could.
Jim.
Yeah?
Do you think that the masked rider could be your sister Millie's lost daughter?
How did you know about the masked rider?
You talked a lot during your delirium.
Lasseter nearly died, huh, Mama?
Hush, Faye.
Yeah, the masked rider stopped a little late. She and Venters are hiding out on top of Surprise Mountain.
Is she Millie's daughter?
That's what I'm going to find out now. I'm going to ride up there right now.
Time you got back up here, Lasseter. Where you been for a week? Fishing?
I stopped a bullet. I see you're much better, miss.
You just wait until my father catches up with you. You'll stop lots of bullets.
Yeah? Who is your father?
Steve Oldring.
Does your name happen to be this?
Why? Why, how did you know that?
Benners, I've got some business to attend to in Cottonwood.
What, and leave me alone again with this wildcat?
If I'm a wildcat, why did you try to kiss me yesterday?
Well, so long, Lasseter. We'll be seeing you.
I'll meet you down in the valley at sundown. I'll have horses for you. We might have to travel and travel fast.
Hello, Oldring.
Lasseter. Keep your hands off your gun, Steve.
How did you get past my guards outside?
Never mind that. Steve, Millie Larkin was my sister.
What?
I want to know if Bess, your masked rider, is Millie's daughter.
Have you seen Bess? Is she all right?
Answer my question.
Now look, Lasseter. When Millie died, I took care of her little gal. But I didn't bring Millie out here, Jim. I swear it.
Why didn't you tell my folks back in Montana what happened?
You just don't know what kind of a man brought Millie here, Jim. Why, one peep out of me and he'd have killed me and Bess, and no questions asked.
Well, who did bring Millie down here, then?
I can't tell you that.
You'll tell me that, all right, if you want to keep on living.
Well, the man who brought Millie to Cottonwood...
Look out, Steve! The window!
It's Adam Dyer, wasn't it? He's making for the river. I'll remember that.
Steve. He's dead.
Tough luck, Steve. Oh, I've got to go now. I'll get Adam Dyer for both of us.
Thank you.
That's enough, Lassiter. Don't drown me.
Thought I wouldn't catch up with you, didn't you?
Don't touch me again, Lassiter.
Thought you could throw some lead over your shoulder and scare me off, didn't you?
Leave me alone, Jim.
Why did you kill Oldring?
You're making a mistake, Jim. I didn't kill Steve.
Well, under you go again.
No.
You'll tell. You'll talk. You'll tell the truth. I'll tell you why you shot Oldring.
I'll tell you.
Who were you covering up for?
My uncle.
Judge Dyer, eh? Well, that's all I need to know. Come on, we're going for a ride. All right, Adam. Get down.
Jim, what's all this about now?
Jane, where's Judkins?
Inside, why?
I want him to watch this varmint while I go to town.
Jim, what happened? I want to know.
Adam here shot and killed Steve Oldring a while ago.
More killing. More gunplay.
Yeah, the masked rider was Millie's daughter. Oldring was taking care of her, and he was about to tell me who took Millie from home and treated her so bad when Adam here shot him.
But why?
To cover up for his uncle, Judge Dyer. That's my man, Jane.
And you're going into town to kill him.
Well, hasn't he got it coming to him?
Judge Dyer's the fastest gunman in the territory. You may get killed yourself.
It's a cold fact, Lassiter. My uncle is dead for this six-shooter.
Jim, don't go. Let's take Faye and go somewhere and start all over. I couldn't bear it if anything happened to you again. Don't go, Jim.
I didn't know you felt that way about things, Jane. I just don't know
Jane,
how to...
Lassiter, Miss Jane.
Judkins, what is it?
Miss Jane, she's gone. Faye's gone.
Gone?
What do you mean?
They must have sneaked up while I was asleep and took her.
Who took her? Who?
They left this note. It's for Lassiter. Here.
Read it, Jim. Read it.
Lassiter, you can get the girl back by appearing at the Cottonwood Courthouse at 5 o'clock. Signed, the vigilantes.
Then she's safe?
Yeah, for a while. They must have told Judge Dyer that I was shot Oldring.
You can't go, Jim.
Oh, I've got to.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I know it.
They'll shoot you down the minute you walk into Cottonwood.
No, Judge Dyer would figure out some way to kill me legally.
Then I'll go with you.
No, I'd rather have Judkins go with me.
Sure thing, Lassiter, only who's going to watch this Adam Dyer varmint here?
Him? Why, that ain't Adam Dyer.
Huh?
From now on, he's going to be Mr. Lassiter. What are you getting at, Lassiter? Clothes make the man, Adam. You're going to wear mine and be me.
Oh, no.
I say, oh, yes. Come on. Let's go into the barn, and I'll tell you all about it. I'm going with you and Judkins to visit your uncle.
What?
Yes, his honor, Judge Dyer.
Straight, man. The minute Jim Lassiter walks into this courtroom, the court will come to order. We'll give Lassiter a fair trial, and then we'll hang him. Now, you snipers keep him covered all along his route, but don't fire at him. Just make sure he gets into this courthouse. Then you can all come in and see the fun. All right, men, spread out over town. Hop now.
That's right, Mr. Lassiter. Walk up the courthouse steps like a little man now. Go on. Keep your head down and your hat over your eyes, see? Your Honor, I brought you your man.
Prisoner will approach the bench.
Jim Lassiter, you're charged with the murder of Steve Oldring. They're found guilty of same and hereby sentenced to death by hanging. Take him away, man. Next case.
Oh, wait a minute, Judge. There's been a mistake. This ain't Jim Lassiter. I just said I brought you your man. The real murderer of Steve Oldring. Adam Dyer, your nephew.
Why? You double-crossing, moth-eating old. You know what I'm going to do with you.
You're not going to do anything with him, Judge.
Lassiter.
Yeah. That's right. Billy Larkin's brother.
You.
You notice I'm not reaching for my gun, Judge. That's because I'm here, first of all, on a peaceable mission. I want to know where Jane Witherstein's little girl is.
Across the street in the schoolhouse. But you ain't going there, Jim.
Yeah? You want to make a dispute out of it?
I'm a judge, Lassiter. I'm an officer of the law. If I pulled a six-shooter on you...
Why don't you stand up, Judge, and do that little thing?
You're pretty fast on the draw.
So-so, Judge. So-so.
Watch it, Jim. He's a rattler.
Well, Judge, I'm waiting on you, Lassiter.
You're the fastest gun planter in the West.
Well, I'm letting you reach for your gun first, because if I kill you, I kill you in self-defense. Understand, Judge?
Yeah. I understand.
I got you!
Well, let's go home, Judkins.
It's a lovely night, Jim.
And it won't be spoiled by night riders, vigilantes, and other lawless trash on horseback. Not anymore. Not in this country, Jim.
No, Jim, darling. Not in this country.
George Montgomery and Lynn Barry for your exciting portrayal of the famous Jane Grey characters. And also, we express our appreciation to the supporting cast. Joe Kearns, Harry Bartell, David Ellis, Dora Singleton, Griff Barnett, and Joe Duvall. This radio adaptation of Riders of the Purple Sage was written by Milton Geiger, with music supervised by Alfred Newman. The production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invites you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Invite you to join us again next week when Frigidaire's Hollywood Star Time will bring you the excitingly dramatic radio version of The Lodger. In the starring roles, Frigidaire will present Vincent Price and Ida Mopino. So until next week then, this is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors.